Avon English class is not the same as other English classes. In Avon English class, time is optimized to the max. Every minute counts for your company. Every minute counts for your English. It's all a question of mathematics. The more you practice key structures of the language in every class, the more confident you will be when you use them in real life, and the more effective you will be as a communicator in English. And in this global world of ours, communicating effectively is absolutely key to success. By means of face-to-face classes or video conference classes, Vaughn will make all the difference for your English. And you will make all the difference for your company.
Más información en Barcelona en el 933398687. En Madrid en el 911335831.
Hello, 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 my amigos. Welcome one, welcome all. It is time for another edition of The Show with No Name, exclusively on Vaughn Radio. That's right, guys. It's The Show with No Name. And somebody shared a photo the other day on Instagram of our 10-year anniversary. We had a party. No, it wasn't a party. It was a bash. I think in Spanish you say fiestón. We threw a bash to celebrate 10 years of The Show with No Name on the air on Vaughn Radio. Everybody who is anybody in the Vaughn world was in attendance, including you guys, many of our listeners who have been with us for, some of you 2 years, some of you 10 years, some of you even longer. Well, we celebrated. And that was 2 years ago. So now we're on our 12th year, our 13th season on the air, and unbelievable. We didn't celebrate it, but recently we celebrated our 12th anniversary. And, well, due to the current situation, we couldn't celebrate it. So, you know what? There's a goal. In the future, when this whole thing is over with, or, you know, at least things calm down a bit, we will have another bash. Are you guys up for it? ¿Os parece bien una fiesta? ¿Os apetece? Are you up for a bash? With no masks, I mean, not yet, obviously. I'm not saying break the rules or the laws. What I am saying is hopefully I can imagine one day in the future when we can all get together again like we did in the past at the book fair, La Feria del Libro. That's something I look forward to every year. And I think you guys and my colleagues as well, Richard, Fitz, Kyle, Natasha, all of those colleagues that you can listen to here on Vaughn Radio every single day for free. And all you have to do is download our Vaughn Radio app. It's a free app. Or you can find us wherever you listen to podcasts. And don't forget, here's where I stick my little plug in there. Mi plug es enchufe, pero plug es como te vendo algo aquí, aunque es gratis, it's free. It's my weekly podcast, FYI, for your English. And as many of you are familiar with it already, and many of you are listeners and subscribers even. And the word on the street is como lo decimos, ¿no? Lo que se dice por ahí. The word on the street is you guys are enjoying it. Every week we look at different topics. Tomorrow we've got a new episode coming out of FYI for your English. Subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. And we're going to celebrate Thanksgiving together this week. So even though it's next week, this is podcast world. So we've got to celebrate it a little bit before, or else we're going to celebrate it after. You see what I mean? Especially on a weekly podcast. So we are celebrating Thanksgiving together. I'm going to teach you guys tons of different vocabulary, as I always do, a little bit about the origins of Thanksgiving, where it came from, some of the controversy. I always like to look at that too. I think it's important. I don't like to ignore things too, that sometimes it can be a controversial holiday. So we look at all that stuff, and then I share some memories of my own experience, because you guys can see Thanksgiving on The Simpsons. You can see it on the show Friends. You can see it every, you know, Thanksgiving is a part of our TV and our movies, you know. But until you've lived a Thanksgiving in the United States, you don't know how special it is. Trust me, it's the same over here. Like, you can watch Fallas or any of the amazing festivals around Spain, and you can watch them on TV, but until you go there and you feel it and you, You know, there's nothing like it. Same with a city. People can tell you about New York, but until you feel the energy that New York exudes, toma palabrón, exudes. Guys, remember, have a pen and a notebook, and this way you guys can take notes throughout the show, because yes, this is a radio show, but yes, this is an English class as well. So I want you guys to be an active part of it. That's why we've got a lot of different exercises where you guys can participate. And, but also remember, take notes, be organized, because what I've noticed is, my most, successful students are the ones who are also the most organized. So get organized, guys. And, well, I see a lot of you guys, figured it out. You caught me. You caught me. It's my birthday. That's right. I don't like to mention it. In fact, I don't have it on Facebook. I don't have a Facebook account. I have a fan page, but I don't have a profile. I'm really bad at people's birthdays, even my own. But you guys caught me. It's my birthday today. This morning, I guess, whenever you turn cumples, I turned 43 today. So cumplir is to turn. Nosotros decimos girar. So yes, thank you. I'm getting so many greetings. I woke up this morning. In fact, my phone was out of battery. It was dead. So I charged it, and there was a plethora of messages on WhatsApp, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, wherever. So thank you. I'm trying to answer everybody, because of course I got to answer my family and all them too. But thank you for the birthday greetings. I'm not one to celebrate my birthday big. I mean, when I was in my 20s, I remember I went all out. To go all out, apúntate esa. To go all out means darlo todo. So, like, I told my wife this morning when I woke up, she goes, "How do you feel?" And I go, "You know what? I'm really happy." I said, "I'm really happy because I was thinking back, about past birthdays. And I remember being at the hottest club in New York City. I swear to God. El club más de moda, la discoteca más de moda in New York City, dancing in the VIP room with Mariah Carey, or whatever you call her, at the table next to us. And Leonardo DiCaprio, and I mean, I'm not starstruck, but it was kind of cool. It was a moment. It was my 21st birthday. I'll never forget it. In New York, VIP room, bottles everywhere, celebrities. And I was just like, wow, this is awesome. And many of you know, 21 is when you can legally drink in the United States. So that was a big one too. And I remember, I think the next night, just to show you the rock star life I lived, the next night I went to go see Marilyn Manson in concert, and it was nuts. And I remember being able to order my first beer without using a fake ID. You guys don't need this in Spain, pero en Estados Unidos esto es un gran negocio. You guys want a business opportunity? I'm not saying do illegal things, but in the United States, fake IDs. So a lot of people in college and high school, they want to drink and they can't. So there's a whole business, IDs, DNA identificación, right? We obviously don't say DNI because that's a Spanish acronym, right? We say an ID, which stands for identification, really. It's short for identification. So that was, I mean, I have some amazing memories from my birthdays. I remember one year celebrating it at a French restaurant on Park Avenue, and my friend's brother was the head chef. And so the sommelier came over to us. It was, I don't know if you guys are wine lovers, you might be familiar with the Beaujolais Nouveau. Pardon my French pronunciation, but it's a wine with a very fresh grape that only comes out around November. And I remember having a wine tasting and eating some amazing French food. And, you know, wow, how do you top that? ¿Cómo mejoras eso? Well, I know. You have the two most important people in your life sleeping comfortably, quietly, while you're making coffee and getting ready for the day. That, for me, is better than being in any VIP room, being in any limousine. I've done all that shit, guys. Believe me, living in New York City, I lived the life of a rock star, and I never played any instruments seriously. In school, I took lessons, but as I said the other day, I never took them too seriously. But today, I can say, at 43 years old, after having been there, done that, como decimos, tachalo de la lista, I am really happy and I feel so lucky to wake up, and have my loving wife, my daughter, and they killed me with cuddles this morning. Comimos. Me mataron a mimos this morning. And that was better than Mariah Carey dancing and twerking next to me. Yeah, believe it or not. Either way, Mariah Carey's nuts anyway. Who cares about her? It was more about the memories of being with my friends there, in New York City at the hottest club. You know, you don't do, it's not, doesn't happen every day. And so I have to say, I feel very lucky. I feel very lucky because of my family. I feel very lucky because of the people in my life, including you guys, my students. So, I must say, cause your birthday, you're always analyzing, you're looking back, you're looking forward. It's one of these, points in your life where you just stop and reflect a little bit, no? Reflexionar. And so I feel good. I feel really good. I feel happy. And I don't want that. I told my wife too. I said, I don't want to be in the VIP room with, you know, anybody. Well, maybe Sofia Vergara. Okay, you caught me. I said, this is my VIP room right here. I'm with very important people. I'm with the most important people that, in my life. So thank you. Thank you. You guys, our listeners, our viewers, the people who, flood me every day with beautiful comments, not just on my, birthday. Thank you. Thanks for being there. Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend. All right, guys. Well, let's not get too sappy. Okay. So sappy. Do you know this one? Sappy. Ñoño, I think you would say in Spanish. We say S-A-P-P-Y. And it makes sense because, some trees, maple trees, they release a liquid called sap. Okay, savia. It's a kind of savia, and the fluid that comes out of a tree, right? So if something is sappy, it's como sensiblero, pastelero. Do you say something like meloso too, or am I making that up? Me lo estoy inventando yo. Well, I don't mean to get sappy, but I really appreciate you guys, and you guys are cool. Not just cool, you're awesome students, and I feel very lucky to have the family I have. I feel very lucky to have the friends and students that I have as well. So thank you for being a friend. All right. Well, guys, we've got to lift off. Tenemos que despegar because we're throwing a birthday bash today. So are you ready? Hold on to your hats, guys. It's time for lift off.
T minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition. Liftoff. 30 minutes after the hour.
Get ready. Hold on to your hat. Strap on your seatbelt. Fasten your seatbelt. Hold on to your hat. Get ready for the ride of your life. The show with no name. It's show with no name time. On Vaughn Radio. It's a show with no name. Let's go. That's right, my amigos. Welcome aboard. Welcome aboard the nonstop rocket ship called The Show With No Name and today's English adventure. We never know where we're going to end up. There's a lot of twists and turns, and you never know what to expect around every corner. You can expect anything, even a pop quiz. That's right, my amigos. It is time for our pop quiz, Examen Sorpresa. And just remember that the pop quiz comes from my posts, Vaughn's posts, sometimes my colleagues' posts, from my books. Right. So if you don't have my books, now's a good time to plug my books. Remember, you can pick up my first book, English Everywhere. It's 40 chapters. And in each chapter, I take you to a different place, such as the pharmacy or a club, discoteca. So it's key vocabulary. Plus, there are a lot of little mini lessons in there and tricks and false friends, mistakes. So tons of different things. That's my first book, English Everywhere. My second one, the best. This book is the milk, the follow-up, this book is the remilk, and my latest book, for those of you who have itchy feet, os pican los pies, que significa tenéis ganas de viajar, which I think that's kind of everybody right now, well, you can do that with my book, English on the Go. All these books and many, many more books and materials are available at the Vaughan Tienda. Just go to vaughantienda.com and you guys will be able to find out more about any of our materials. I also recommend, aside from my books, I recommend the translation lists. I also recommend, I recommend all of them, really, but the translation lists are awesome. The student manual, that's Richard's method. You want Richard's method? There it is, the student manual. So stop by the Vaughan Tienda and pick up a copy of either one of my books or get all four. Why not? You know, ser un friki. I think, you know, when people are like, eres un friki, I'm like, I believe it's important to be a geek. And I'm a geek in a lot of different things. I'm a geek when it comes to aviation. I'm a geek when it comes to language. I'm a geek when it comes to, you know, electronics. I'm a geek when it comes to, abandoned things. Me encantan las cosas abandonadas. So I'm a geek. Yeah. And how many different things? You know, I'm a movie geek. I'm a music geek. You know, I'm a geek. I'm a geek. I just love different things. I get obsessed. No es amor lo que tú sientes. Se llama obsesión. You didn't think I knew that one? Can you guys imagine me dancing at the club in La Discoteca down in Almería? No es amor. You didn't know that I knew that one, did you? All right, well, guys, it's time for our pop quiz. It has to do with music. This was a fact that I gave you in my the latest podcast based on rock and roll. So if you haven't heard it, you might not know this, but I also posted it on social media, as I usually do. And I said Axl Rose's name. So Axl Rose, I think his real name is William Bailey or something like that. My name is William Bailey and I'm from Indiana. That's true. That's a true statement. But his stage name, you say nombre artístico, his stage name is an anagram, like many people. Jim Morrison, if you're familiar, in one of the Doors songs, those of you who are Doors fans, remind me, Mr. Mojo Rising, Mr. Mo, this is, and Mojo is Mojo. right? Ooh, you got your mojo. So, señor mojo que sube, right? Mr. Mojo Rising. And Mr. Mojo Rising is from the song L.A. Woman. If you haven't heard it, it's a brilliant song. The Doors, L.A. Woman. L.A. Woman, Sunday afternoon. Drive through your suburbs into your blues. Into your blues, yeah. Oh, Jim Morrison, a white guy who had the blues in him, you know. And Mr. Mojo Rising is Jim Morrison. If you mix up the letters, it's Jim Morrison. Right? So, what is Axl Rose? What is Axl Rose an anagram for? Okay, an anagram es eso mismo, cuando cambiamos las letras de algo. Let's look at some common English ones, too. English anagrams, common. See, Google's going to help us get through this in the meantime while you guys look at it. Okay, so listen and silent. Whoa. Listen and silent. You can play around with those letters. Astronomer and moon starer. El que se fija en la luna. Astronomer, moon starer. The eyes, los ojos. They see. Ellos ven. Conversation. Voices rant on. Oh, these are cool. I like these. These are anagrams. I love doing that. You get those a lot of times in the Sunday paper. When I was a kid, I remember my grandpa would give me the comic strips and the anagrams, and I would do all those sections. Sudoku. We didn't have Sudoku. So yes, my amigos. Let's see if you guys know what Axl Rose. Now, if you don't know it, it's because you didn't listen to the FYI episode on rock and roll. So what are you waiting for? Listen to it. It's a killer episode, and I learned so much, too. I mean, I knew why the Rolling Stones, I knew how they got their name, but I didn't know the exact story. So, again, I'm learning so much, even about something that I thought I knew so much about, such as rock and roll. But there's so much more to discover, and if you want to do that, that's for your English. It's like the show with no name, but we stay on one topic. Can you believe that? Okay, let's take a look. Almería. I'm from Almería. Mi gente. What's up, Magocho? How's it going? I wish I was in Almería right now. Let's see. Born to Iron Man says W. Axl Rose. Born William Bruce Rose Jr. But he added the Axl part. Raised William Bruce Bailey. So, yeah, he wasn't too happy with his original name because, if I'm not mistaken, it reminded him of his father or his stepfather, and that was a person who represented abuse and a negative influence in his life, which probably made him such an angry rocker, right? All that abuse, he was like, he had all this frustration that he let out when he does that screaming, "Welcome to the jungle!" You know, I'll blow my voice out trying to sound like this guy. So, let's see. Chris Balrol says, Axl Rose is an anagram for oral sex. That's right. Good job. Oral sex, Axl Rose. I didn't know that until last week. So, hey, guys, if you knew that, you really are a music buff. Claudia says, it's an anagram for go down, go down, go down. AC/DC. I like that you remembered that, Claudia. All right. Axl Rose is an anagram for oral sex, Giggler says. All right. So you guys were paying attention. You listen to the podcast. And if not, well, tune in. And also, guys, remember to follow me on social media. Follow Vaughn. I imagine you're following Vaughn, especially those of you who are on Instagram with us live. And I know what you guys want. I know what you want. You want to participate. You want to play, right? I mean, I do. Don't you guys want to play too? All right, well, let's do it. It's time for Say What? Say What? All right, my amigos. That's right. It's time for the Say What soundbite. And right now I'm going to play an audio clip for you. And I want you guys to tell me what's going on. I want you to sum it up. I don't want you to tell me what I don't want. I don't want you to tell me who it is. I don't want you to answer just using one or two words. I want you to use full sentences, okay? And the ultimate goal is to write down everything you hear. But the first time around, write down whatever you can, obviously. But also, I want you to sum up what you heard. Quiero que resumes, porque let's pretend I didn't hear it. I'm like, what just happened? Me lo vais a contar vosotros. Okay, so as always, grab a pen, grab a notebook. You should have a notebook and a pen handy, a mano, right? Handy, we say, mano con Y después. All right, so here we go, guys. Today's Say What soundbite for the first time.
Which they weren't, but they were a satire on that sort of thing. And we got thrown off the air. I mean, we used to get thrown off the air almost instantly. And then we'd be on every news program for weeks showing clips from the commercial.
All right. There we go, ladies and gentlemen. All right. You know what? Don't tell us your summary yet, your synopsis of what you heard, because we have to go. I can't believe this, but we have to go to our first commercial break, amigos. So when we come back, we're going to hear that again. And also, I want to hear what you have to say about that sound clip, that and much, much more. Guys, we'll be back in 2 minutes with the second part of today's Show With No Name 2.0. So stick around.
¿Ha tenido un posible contagio de COVID o quiere evitarlos? ¿Necesita viajar o visitar algún familiar? Por su tranquilidad o por la seguridad de sus seres queridos, en Laboratorios LifeLens realizamos pruebas PCR con informe de resultados en el mismo día y test rápido de antígenos y de anticuerpos con resultados en 15 minutos en Madrid. Pida su cita online en citacovid.com. Recuerde, citacovid.com.
Estás escuchando Vaughn Radio.
You're listening to Vaughn Radio.
Radio.
Aprovecha el tiempo en esta nueva normalidad y resuelve tu viejo problema con el inglés de manera definitiva. Apúntate al Máster en Inglés Profesional, ahora en modalidad de videoconferencia. Los mismos profesores, la misma calidad, la misma intensidad, pero ahora desde tu casa. Infórmate en grupobaugan.com. Máster en Inglés Profesional de Baugan.
Sí, dígame.
Ahora tu profesor Vaughan, desde tu casa, la oficina. Tu profesor Vaughan en clases telefónicas. Ahora más fácil y cómodo. Consigue uno de los tres planes de formación en grupobaughan.com/clases telefónicas.
¿Has oído lo de Vaughan Play?
¿Has oído hablar de Vaughan Play? Yo te lo cuento. Vaughan ha preparado un servicio de vídeo 100% original, 100% nuevo para aprender inglés a tu ritmo. Entra en vauganplay.tv y descubre todos los cursos que te proponemos para mejorar tu inglés. Y hay más. Con el código Vaughan gratis te regalamos una semana para probar todas las funcionalidades de tu nuevo servicio de cursos online. Desde el inglés básico para hablar en la calle hasta los niveles más avanzados de cursos profesionales, vauganplay.tv te dará acceso a un abanico completo de cursos. No te olvides, te regalamos una semana con el código Vaughan gratis. Entra ya en vauganplay.tv y pruébalo. Te esperamos. ¿Quieres aprovechar el tiempo en esta nueva normalidad y resolver tu viejo problema con el inglés? Apúntate al Máster en Inglés Profesional, ahora en modalidad de videoconferencia. Los mismos profesores, la misma calidad, la misma intensidad, pero ahora desde tu casa. Infórmate en grupobaugan.com. Máster en Inglés Profesional de Baugan. ¿Quieres apuntarte a un curso de inglés y no sabes cuál escoger? ¿Por qué no pruebas nuestro curso trimestral de Vaughan? Son solo 3 meses, no pierdes nada y te aseguramos que vas a ganar mucho. 3 meses en los que podrás ver cuál es tu nivel real de inglés. 3 meses en los que trabajarás tu listening y speaking en todo momento. 3 meses en los que subirás ese nivel tanto que... pues que querrás otros 3 meses y otros 3... Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Curso trimestral de Vaughan.
Lo que más miedo le da al profesional español es hablar por teléfono en inglés. Por eso, Vaughan ha desarrollado sus clases telefónicas, en las que trabajarás tanto tu comprensión auditiva como tu fluidez oral con un auténtico crack de la enseñanza. Tú eliges la hora y la temática de cada clase. Flexibilidad absoluta. Calidad Vaughan 100%.
Infórmate en Barcelona en el 933398687. En Madrid 91-133-5833.
Hello, I'm your Vaughan telephone class teacher.
Don Quijote y Sancho Panza. Cleopatra y Marco Antonio. Adán y Eva. Romeo y Julieta. Vaughan y Disney.
Sí, ya lo has oído. Vaughan y Disney siguen colaborando para que tus hijos aprendan inglés mientras se divierten. La magia de Disney con la calidad de Vaughan. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate.
Hey amigos, welcome back. Remember, guys, you can join us every single day on Instagram. It's Grupo_Vaughan. Grupo_Vaughan. Make sure you're following along. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. And this way you're always learning English. No matter which social media platform you prefer, Vaughan is there. So make sure you follow, subscribe, and learn with us for free every single day. As you know, Vaughan Radio is free. The only thing is, well, you got to listen to us, you know, selling our products and things. But also, we're not just here peddling products. The word peddle, that's a good word. You know, I wouldn't do this job if I was here peddling. Vender, patear, right? Traficar, almost. But, so yeah, you guys got to hear about, nuestro nuevo curso tal. But I think it's a small price to pay. And again, if you guys are interested in really, really taking your English to the next level this year, have something positive come out of 2020, well, now's the time. You can sign up. We have our online course. It's $99 for a year of classes. You can also get video conference classes, private or group classes. The groups are no more than six people. So, it's good. And of course, you get level tested. So you're in the group with the right level, which is quite important as well. Now, I've had that too, but a good teacher knows what to do there. A good teacher says, okay, this student has a higher level than that student. Well, this student's going to help me teach that student. Because if you know it so well, then you should be able to teach this student, and then we're reinforcing it in the student who knows it, right? So there's always a solution in the classroom. I feel like there is. And that's the way I've always approached teaching. Okay, there isn't always a golden answer, but there's always a solution. If a student's nervous when it comes time to speak, well, there's stuff we can do. There are steps we can take. And obviously at Vaughan, we're professionals. We have so many years, 40 plus years of experience under our belt, como se dice. We have, I would say, the greatest teachers in Spain or maybe even in the world. ¿Quieres que sea un flipado, como dice mi mujer? In the universe. And I believe that. I truly believe that. I believe in Richard Vaughan. I believe in the dream that he had and the hard work and perseverance that he put into it and that he tries to instill in his students and his teachers and his staff and everybody that comes in contact with him, including my dad, who's on board. My dad and Richard Vaughan, are you serious? Do you know how much respect they have for each other? I saw it. I felt it when they met, and they've met now a couple times. But they both have utmost respect for each other. And rightfully so. My father and Richard Vaughn are both people who made something of themselves. They made something of their lives, and in another country. So Richard Vaughn and my father have a lot in common, in fact. They both built something in a country that wasn't theirs. They built something, I mean, a family, too, not just a career. That anybody can do that. But building a family, that's not anybody can do that. I realize that. You know, I realized 10 years ago I wasn't ready to build a family. I was ready to go to the clubs. And I knew that. The good thing is I knew that. I didn't say, well, utmost, maximo, right? Maximo, my utmost respect. So Dad, good morning, and great to have my dad here on the birthday bash, the birthday show. But we've got a lot of stuff to do, even though we're celebrating. You know, we've got challenges, we've got a lot of different things. So let's listen to our Say What soundbite for the second time. Guys, write down what you hear.
Which they weren't, but they were a satire on that sort of thing. And we got thrown off the air. I mean, we used to get thrown off the air almost instantly, and then we'd be on every news program for weeks showing clips from the commercial.
All right, there you go, guys. That's the second listen. Now, synopsis. What happened? I missed it. I wasn't paying attention. I was reading my dad's post, and I totally missed it. What just happened? What did you hear? Okay, guys, if you want to participate, you can do it on Instagram. If you're not on Instagram, you can do it anyway. Apunta, write down on a piece of paper. It sounds like two guys arguing about money, whatever. The idea is to express yourself in English. Alex says, happy birthday, double A, and she gives us a lots of drinks. And also, the dancing Sevillanas. Well, Alex, just reading your post over there makes me want to party. Festejar. But we can't party yet. Nah, well, we got a lot of stuff to do, but we are going to celebrate it all throughout the show. But right now, I think it's time for our spelling bee. I'm going to spell 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 words for you. All six words have something in common. I want to know what the six words are, and I also want to know what they have in common. Okay? The first time, I'm going to fly through it. I'm going like super speed over here. And the second time, I'm going to go at a more normal speed. All right? So, you guys ready? Okay, guys, here we go. The first word in today's spelling bee is S-C-R-U-B-B-E-R. The second word is P-L-U-N-G-E-R. The third word is T-O-I-L-E-T space P-A-P-E-R. The next one is W-E-T space W-I-P-E-S. The next one is A-I-R space F-R-E-S-H N-E-R. And the last word is F-A-U-C-E-T. All right, amigos, there you go. So, anybody? Anybody get those before I go through them a second time? I like to give you guys a chance. Javi says, the man mentioned that there was a satire about what they did. Okay, so Javi caught the word satire in there, right? Good, good. That's, I think it's a key word, too. Let's see. There's Morlazo. Hello, he sent me... hey, Morlazo, I'm still waiting for that hug. Me mandó un abrazo por tren, and it hasn't arrived yet. Is it running on schedule? Is it running on time? let's take a look. Morlazo taking a stab at it. Oh, Morlazo, good effort, great effort, but you have two mistakes that I can see over here. Remember, guys, check. I tell you this every day, but it's true. Self-check, because obviously there are many students, which is great. But I also have to, also I can't read these comments. They're very small here on Instagram. So, when we go through it again, check them. But great job. Great job nonetheless. Let's see. There's Marta and 1, 2, ladies and gentlemen, there are six words and they are the six words that I said. So let's give it up for Marta. Excellent job, Marta. There's Javi López as well. Okay, Claudia, careful. I see a mistake in there. Be careful. All right, all right. Well, guys, I'm going to repeat them for you now. Cortez, I think you got them right, too. Okay, well, guys, excellent job. A few of you got them already. There's Chris Valrol. A few of you got them, but you made a couple mistakes. Don't worry. You're going to get a second chance right now. Okay, so are you ready, guys? Grab your pens. I'm serious. This is an English class. We're joking around all the time, but when we got to get down to business, to get down to business es ponernos serio. When we got to get down to business, como dice la canción de Eminem, we got to get down to business. All right, so are you ready? I'm going to slow down just a little bit for you and see if you guys get today's spelling bee words. Remember, this is a cluster of words. These words are related in some way, and I also want to know what they have in common. Here we go. Okay, amigos? The first word in today's spelling bee is S-C-R-U-B-B-E-R. Si voy más lento, ya no te estoy haciendo, no te estoy ayudando. So that's the slowest I can go without babying you. To baby somebody is to say, oh, it's okay, let's make it easier for you. I don't want to do that, because in the real world, it doesn't work like that. Second word, P-L-U-N-G-E-R. That's a very fair rhythm, a very fair pace to go, okay? This is somebody who wants to be understood, not like our English friends. Oh, I'm sorry, did I say that aloud? Oop, inner monologue. Vosotros decís monólogo interior. We say the same thing. That was my inner monologue. Okay, the third word. Well, it's two words, but I'll give you the space. The first word in the third word is T-O-I-L-E-T space P-A-P-E-R. All right. The third word, fourth word, excuse me, is W-E-T space W-I-P-E-S. And the fifth word is A-I-R space F-R-E-S-H-N-E-R. And the last word in today's spelling bee is F-A-U-C-E-T. All right. Those are your six spelling bee words. Good luck. As I said, some of you got them on the first go. And some of you will get them now. I'm sure some of you will get them now. You know, let's see. Yep. We've got some more people. There's Vero. There's Debbie as well. Great job, ladies. There's Morlazjo. Hey, great job, dude. You almost got it the first time, and the second time you corrected it. So that's good. Hey, as long as you correct it, that's good. You get two chances. Now, if you made a mistake this time, you don't get another chance, but hey, I don't see too many mistakes, to be honest. There's Daniel Soto as well. Okay, well, guys, in general, let me give you a nice round of applause because you guys have really been doing a great job lately. En general, últimamente. So keep up the good work. Seguid con el buen trabajo. All right, well, these are all words associated with bathrooms. That's right, bathroom. Or a restroom, que los públicos en Estados Unidos las llamamos restrooms, donde uno descansa. That's what I do in there. My wife says, what are you doing in there? I'm like, resting. It says restroom. Oh, man. All right, so why did I choose, like, toilet stuff? I mean, why are we talking about the potty here, okay? And the potty, this is interesting, when we have kids, We call it the potty. So you say, mommy, I have to go potty. Y viene de, a pot es una olla. ¿Dónde iban? And, you know, voy a una olla, right? So I have to go potty. P-O-T-T-Y. Cause you could say I have to go poopy, I have to go pee-pee, but if you just don't want to say it, you go potty. P-O-T-T-Y. And, if you have a potty mouth, you're always saying bad words. You're cursing. So, I tend to have a potty mouth, and I try not to. my wife, it was funny because she didn't get it. There's a song that my daughter watches on YouTube and it goes, look at me sitting on the potty, Tweedly Dee, sitting on the potty, pun, I'm a big kid, sitting on the potty, it's potty time. Es hora de ir al baño, te lo juro, eh. No te puedes inventar eso. And my wife, she thought they were saying party. Dice, sentados en la fiesta, no lo pillo. Oh, it's funny. So potty, potty. Also, as Alex says, to potty train is what we call the process of teaching a child to go to the bathroom. To, you know, when they stop using diapers, I hope that day comes soon. Pañales. Los británicos dicen nappies. Nappies. Yes. We call them diapers in the United States. Or Pampers, que es una marca. Como bien sabéis, creo que existe aquí Pampers, right? O Dodot. Well, Dodots is maybe the same brand. I don't know. I'm not an expert in this subject. And potty training is literalmente formar para ir o enseñar a ir al baño. Potty training. So why did I choose this stuff? Am I obsessed with the potty? Because I have a daughter who's potty training? No. Because today is World Toilet Day. What, you thought it was just my birthday? That's the only celebration we're going to have today? No. It's World Toilet Day, my amigos. So yeah, there's a day for everything. Día del retrete. Oh, inodoro, you call it too? Toilet. That's the toilet, the bowl. Okay, well, let's take a look at these words here. I tried to choose words that maybe you didn't know. So instead of going for soap, jabón, towel, toalla, shampoo, que vosotros decís champú, nosotros S-H-A-M-P-O-O, shampoo, conditioner, acondicionador. So I figured that was the basic stuff, right? But I figured let's go over some stuff that's very important, but people don't know this vocabulary as much from my experience. So the first one is a scrubber. Now, what we should do, si algo tiene ER al final, es que hace tal cosa. So let's put in the word, in word reference, let's put down scrub, okay? I don't want no scrub. Scrub is a guy that can get no love from me. Hanging out the passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to holler at me. I don't want no scrub. A scrub is a you know this song? Bueno, a scrub ahí es como un gorrón. You know, somebody who's like living with his mom. TLC, Debbie, you know it. But also scrub is refrescar. I was reading what it said here. To scrub something is frotar, limpiar algo. Right? So you scrub, and it's fuerte. You scrub your toilet with a scrubber, right? A scrubber. So, that's an interesting one. S-C-R-U-B-B-E-R. I also told you, if you've seen this before when we've talked about this word, the word scrubs, you know, from a TV show too. And scrubs are, además de un vago, un tío vago tal, is also, y además de frotar bien, it's also la ropa, las batas de la cirugía, right? So those are called scrubs too, that green clothing, those are called scrubs. So what a rich word. And if you think about it, a surgeon must scrub their hands, right? Well, first they've got to put on their scrubs, and then they have to scrub their hands, all right? Se escribe S-C-R-U-B. I see that Alex has given us the hearty eyes. I know a lot of people loved that show. I liked it. I don't know if I've seen all of it, but I remember there was a phase where I was watching a couple episodes a day of the show Scrubs, and I heard as well, and I remember, but I remember hearing it, and I remember realizing it, that the soundtrack, the music that they play in this series is really good. Is that right? Or am I mixing it up with another one? All right. So scrubber, you use a scrubber. You better use a scrubber. Más te vale. If you come to my house, First, no dumping. Do you know this one? Ahora, esto es muy gracioso because when you put, when you have like un descampado, like a lot, L-O-T, a vacant lot, and they put up a sign that says no dumping, prohibido verter nada, no puedes tirar nada, no dumping, but to take a dump es cagar, to dump es cagar, so no dumping. Mi amigo, a friend of mine, this was in college, he stole the sign from a nice guy, right? Robó la señal that said no dumping, and he put it over his toilet. So if you went to his house and you were peeing, you had a big neon sign from the street that said no dumping. All right, so the next one is a plunger. Now, we hope you don't have to use the plunger, because if you use the plunger, it's because you clogged the toilet. It's because you used too much toilet paper. Now, do you want me to confess something here today on my birthday? I'm not anymore. I was a serial toilet clogger. No significa que eche cereales ahí, pero muchísimas veces. Yeah, and you know what? It got so bad that I went to people's houses and I flooded their houses. And I don't know. And I've been told I use too much toilet paper. But you know what? This is too much information, I know. But there are certain things I don't mind using more of. I have money for that. Okay, I might not have money for a lot of things, but I have money for toilet paper. Okay, now plunger is a plunger is something you can use them in the sink too. It's not just if any pipes tubería gets clogged. So C L O G, and the adjective is clogged. Right? The toilet is clogged. Famous last words. And a clog is also, a lot of hairdressers wear clogs, right? Hairdressers wear clogs. What is a clog? Zueco. It's a type of shoe. I remember a lot of, cause I guess if you're standing, is that the reason why? Correct me if I'm wrong. Why are zuecos, zapatos, clogs, why are they so popular? I guess, again, with people who are standing up all day, I guess that wood is good for your foot, right? It lets your foot relax or rest on a natural surface. I don't know. I've never owned a pair of clogs, but I am. Excuse me. Correction. I was a serial clogger. I clogged toilets for a living. Si me pagaran por eso, man, in my childhood. All right, the next one is TP. So important, it's got its own abbreviation, toilet paper, TP. Now, the British call it loo roll because they call it the loo. Americans call it the John. I've got to go to the John. I've got to go to the loo, the British people will say. And so we call it toilet paper. I remember when I first started living with my wife, and I like to literally translate things, and you guys know that. And I said, babe, do we have any more hygienic paper? Y ella, claro, como yo le vacilaba tanto, I was always teasing her, like, do we have hygienic paper? Or where's the hygiene? Order some hygienic paper from Amazon. And she, ahora la pobre, no sabe la palabra toilet paper. Le llama hygienic paper. See, a lot of you say your wife is very lucky because she learns English with you. Or not. okay, the next one is wet wipes. Now, as a father, as a parent, wet wipes are like your secret weapon. You need wet wipes. And especially if you get the ones that have the disinfectant now with the COVID situation. What do I mean? I mean kids are messy. Not Lionel Messi. I mean Messi, echan todo por todos lados, right? Ese se escribe M-E-S-S-Y. So wet wipes, toallitas. Now this is something you can keep in the bathroom too. And ahí aprendemos la palabra limpiar el culete. What do you do with wet wipes or toilet paper? You wipe your ass. That's right, guys. Hey, did you know how to say that verb in English? Did you say clean? A lo mejor decías clean. Pues no, it's wipe. Que no lo confundas con swipe. Swipe es lo que haces en el móvil. No, próximo story, próximo tal. Swipe up, swipe. But this is wipe, right? So good word. So wet wipes, literalmente. Limpias, limpia, húmedos, right? Wet wipes, that's right. Arts of Uriel, I knew somebody. Thanks for being that person, Arts of Uriel. There's always that one person. Wet wipes are not eco-friendly. That's correct. The ones I buy are. Thank you. Thanks for correcting me and telling me what to do. A grown man at 43 years old, I appreciate that. The next one, air freshener. Now, are you going to tell me, too, that air freshener, because there's fluorocarbons in the spray, maybe I shouldn't use it? But remember, these are things that I use. You don't have to use them. Okay. Air fresh. Focus on the English, guys. Focus on the English stuff. Okay. Not telling other people what to do. Trust me. If you want that, go to Twitter. Twitter's the place. Twitter's the place where you could just go and tell everybody that you think that they should live like you. Melio. Twitter is the place. Let's rewind. Where everybody tells you that you should live the way they want to live. Not the way they live, the way they want to live, which is very, very different. So thank you for telling me what decisions to make. Air freshener is the next word. And yes, air freshener could be bad for the environment, too, if you use one with CDCs in it. We'll put our disclaimer there so we don't get sued. Así no llegan denuncias. Air freshener. Do you need it? Depends on you. Depends on what you eat. You know, you eat Indian food, you need air freshener. Sorry, my friend. You eat Mexican food, get yourself some air freshener. I don't care if it's got CDCs or not. Do it for humanity. And the last one, guys, is faucet. The faucet is the thing that the water comes out of in the sink. So you've got a sink and you wash your hands, scrub your hands under the faucet. Okay? Like Farrah Fawcett. Se pronuncia igual como la actriz Farrah Fawcett, pero es F-A-U-C-E-T, Fawcett. All right, well, guys, we've got to go to our second commercial break. We'll be back in 2 minutes with tons more Show With No Name 2.0. So stick around.
Prueba el método Vaughan con nuestro curso trimestral. Elige entre nuestra modalidad presencial o por videoconferencia. Y el resto, déjanoslo a nosotros. 3 meses de listening y speaking con los mejores profesores del mercado. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Curso trimestral de Vaughan.
Estás escuchando Vaughan Radio.
Hello, this is Fitz of No Excuses. Do you know the English expression, you never know until you try? Well, with video conference classes, you never know until you try. Many people will say, no, it can't work. It can, and it does. You never know until you try. Vaughan Video Conference Classes.
¿Has oído lo de Vaughan Play?
¿Has oído hablar de Vaughan Play? Yo te lo cuento. Vaughan ha preparado un servicio de vídeo 100% original, 100% nuevo para aprender inglés a tu ritmo. Entra en vaughanplay.tv y descubre todos los cursos que te proponemos para mejorar tu inglés. Y hay más. Con el código Vaughan gratis te regalamos una semana para probar todas las funcionalidades de tu nuevo servicio de cursos online. Desde el inglés básico para hablar en la calle hasta los niveles más avanzados de cursos profesionales, vaughanplay.tv te dará acceso a un abanico completo de cursos. No te olvides, te regalamos una semana con el código Vaughan gratis. Entra ya en vaughanplay.tv y pruébalo. Te esperamos.
Mucha gente nos pregunta si es posible que un método online para aprender inglés funcione de verdad. Hoy en nuestro especial Vaughan Key Points hablamos de este tema con nuestro profesor y director de innovación, Richard Brown.
La clave de nuestro método online es la motivación. Hemos diseñado un curso que realmente engancha en cada nivel, te motiva y reta para que avances de nivel. Pero la verdadera clave son los profesores Vaughan. Su método de enseñanza es lo que realmente nos diferencia. Los cursos online Vaughan cuentan con los mismos profesores apasionados que desde hace más de 40 años nos han hecho diferentes. Descubre las ventajas de nuestro método online probándolo. Así que os invito a entrar en grupovaughan.com y poneros a prueba.
Young people in Spain speak and understand English better today than 20 years ago. However, their level is still insufficient for effective communication in the professional world. If you're a young person, and if you want to progress in your profession rapidly and decisively, stop everything and focus now 100% on English. Get the problem 100% out of the way now. Don't postpone it.
Sí, dígame.
Hi, Pedro, this is Siobhan, your Vaughan teacher. Welcome to your telephone class.
Oh, hello, Siobhan. How are you doing today?